The Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday bolstered support for the Chilkat Valley Preschool in a few different ways. The group voted to extend the preschool's lease, waive rent for a year, and voted to support the collaboration with the Haynes Senior Center. It was standing room only at this week's assembly meeting in Haynes, with residents spilling out into the hallway. Most were there to show solidarity with the Chilkat Valley Preschool. Here's Sierra Jimenez, a member of the Preschool Steering Committee.
It's not often that a project can come this far in Haynes with relatively no controversy. I guess I'd like everyone here that's in support of the ordinance and the project to stand up. And I guess if you're already standing, raise your hand.
Almost everyone in the room stood up. Resident Nancy Nash said supporting the preschool through the lease and through its effort to build an addition at the senior center is the least the assembly can do.
Young people that stayed here and raised a family, and young people that don't live here and are considering moving here, all have a very strong expectation that there will be a preschool for their children.
Along with the request for a longer lease and waived rent, a comprehensive plan was submitted by the CVP Steering Committee. The plan included a funding strategy and a timeline for the completion of a planned addition on the senior center that would house the preschool. The ordinance to extend the preschool's lease of the borough-owned Human Resources Building to June 2017 and waive the $500 a month rent passed unanimously. But before the vote, Assemblymember George Campbell urged the assembly to be cautious.
I like what I'm seeing. I'm really appreciated a budget. People have put a lot of effort into this, so I'm to the point of thinking that this is now up to the point where I think that it needs fleshed out really well. But I also want to caution everybody, we are in the same spot we were a year ago where there's concepts out there, but there's not full solutions.
Campbell went on to list his concerns, which included the timeline and the tentative agreement with the senior center. He suggested postponing the vote until June. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer responded.
Yeah, I won't support that. I think they've answered every single question and concern we've come up with, and I can't come up with a single other concern or question.
She added that she was, quote, wishy-washy at first about the idea of extending the lease and the CVP Senior Center collaboration.
Why should I be? Like, the entire community wants it. There is no reason for us not to do this. And I need to do something good. Like, I need to sit up here and do something that the community wants us to do for a change. And I need it. I need us to do something that really...
After the lease vote, the assembly then took up the motion to direct borough staff to work with CVP on a management and design plan for the senior center expansion. Here's Assemblymember Diana Lapham responding to Campbell after he called the motion premature.
We have in front of us the budget for the building construction, for the funding strategy. I would just like to see them be able to get started in solidifying this project so that I don't know if construction can possibly start, you know, middle end of this summer or what, but just so that they know that we are on board with the go-ahead on it.
The motion to move forward on the expansion passed 5-1 with Campbell opposed. Aside from the preschool discussion, Mayor Jan Hill announced that the nonprofit committee decided not to redistribute $14,000 that was declined by the Haynes Animal Rescue Kennel last month. The money came from the community chest, and it was decided at the December 1st meeting that reallocating the funds would be left up to the committee. In a letter to the borough at the time, HARC Director Tracy Mikowski said while she appreciated the offer, the money would best be used elsewhere. But Hill said Tuesday the money would go back into the general fund and not to other nonprofits.
Our ultimate decision was that we were not going to make any further distributions this year, but that this should be a topic for serious discussion when we start working on our budget.
Hill cited a notion that former interim manager Bob Ward said during his tenure.
But one of the things that he stated was that the borough should not tax its citizens and then give that money to nonprofits. If the citizens want to donate money, they should do it directly to the ones that they care about the most.
Friedenauer questioned if that decision would come back to the assembly for final approval. After all, she said the assembly had to approve the recommendations for the nonprofit distribution in the first place. Borough Clerk Julie Causey confirmed that it should go back to the assembly. That item will be on the agenda for the February 9th assembly meeting. And finally, the meeting capped off with a heated debate that thrust Borough Clerk Causey into the spotlight.
This is just a silly, not silly, that's been a vicious witch hunt, and it's very unprincipled.
Tune in for more on that story later this week. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.